Hello, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hey, Miles, I've got a problem with my account. I was going to see if you could help me.
Okay. I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database, and I apologize for this delay. And I thank you for your patience.
Sure.
And I'm just waiting on the database.
Okay, no problem.
And the system is loading all the necessary resources and components that it needs in order to operate in a very highly secure and highly encrypted manner for your information security. And can you provide the last name associated with the order?
Yeah, it's Rogers, Rogers.
And your zip code?
75041.
Thank you. And the first name associated with the account?
Brad.
And the address?
932 Kearney Drive, Garland, Texas, 75041.
And then finally, the email address.
BradRogers22@gmail.com.
Thank you. And I see that this is in regards to your DeLorean buildup. Currently, I'm showing that your next billing date is April 13th, but I understand you said you had a problem with your account. So how can I help you today, sir?
Well, it's quite a tale. So I thought we had it solved. The last time I called in a few days ago, that girl seemed like she was on top of it, but I guess it's still not, so we'll try again. So I've been waiting for a shipment since, like, December, and I've gone back and forth with people, and I'll kind of skip over that part. I got an email that said, hey, it's in stock, and then I called, and they said, no, it's not, and some different things. But finally, on March the 30th, I was charged for 12 issues, which I had called and changed because I wanted to try to catch up a little bit. So I added it to 12. The payment came out. I called in just to verify that that was correct. They said it had been sent to the warehouse and that it would be shipping out within the next few days. I was like, okay, great. I said, let's go ahead and change it back to 4 issues every 2 weeks. Because I don't want to get 12, and a supervisor emailed me and said it might be better to do shorter amounts of issues more frequently to avoid having stuff out of stock and different things. And then I understood that y'all were changing warehouses and that was causing a problem. So I didn't get any shipment confirmation after that conversation I had on the 30th. And I couldn't find the payment in my bank records. So I call back in this, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, and asked them about it, and they said, it looks like that the payment got declined from the bank. And I was like, oh, that's not right. That can't be. And she kind of looked into it and determined that even though I asked the rep if changing that issue subscription from 12 to 4 would mess up the current shipment, she said no. It looks like what happened was it didn't match with the warehouse, and so you guys canceled that payment and canceled that order for those 12 issues. So I said, no, that's not right. I wanted the 12, so can we go ahead and get that resent? And they said that would happen this last Friday, which no payment came out on Friday. So I had requested a supervisor call me to go through all this so that we could try to get this figured out. So yesterday in the mail came the 12 issues that were supposed to back on the 30th.
Oh, cool.
I called back in and said, yeah, I need to make a change to my account because I don't want 12 issues anymore. I want 4. And she said, yeah, it looks like you're on 12 issues every 2 weeks. And I was like, yeah, no, I wanted 4 issues every 2 weeks. So she changed it. There were a couple of issues that the parts were incorrect on these 12 that I did yesterday. So I emailed you guys and said that these parts were messed up in issue 65 and 66. And I got an email response today that said, I don't show that you've received that issue yet. You're still on 51 through 58.
Huh?
So you don't have that yet. So it's like, now I don't know what to do because I don't want the next 4 issues that are coming on the 13th to be 4 that I've already gotten, but you guys aren't showing a record that I've gotten the next 12 issues.
That's so. I can only find humor in the situation that apparently you got the 12 issues for free and then it causes a huge problem because whenever we try to reship anything, we can only reship what the system actually shows that actually has been shipped out to you. And because the system doesn't show that you've actually been mailed those 12 issues, for whatever reason, if the warehouse sent it out and they didn't key it in the computer or whatever it is that they do to cause it to update our database, it prevents us from being able to go in and say, okay, well, I understand that, you know, issue number this or issue number that, you know, had an issue. That's okay. No worries. We'll reship that out to you. No problem. Let me just go ahead and get that set up for you. Now, if I load up all of the options of issues that I can reship to you, I'm fairly certain it's going to stop at, I believe, 58 and not give me the ability to reship out the ones that you need. But although, again, you know, you obviously got those for free, which is a bonus. And you don't have to worry about, you know, we're not going to, like, go back and be like, oh, wait, we made a mistake. Let's charge the customer. Oh, no. That's not even going to happen. So you don't have to worry about that. I mean, and it's unfortunate, you know, it's unfortunate on our side in regards to the fact that, you know, that the product was mailed out for free. But, you know, if it's our mistake, it's our mistake. Like, you know, we always, you know, we never inconvenience the customer for our mistake. You know, like, so if you ordered a $200 18-karat gold-plated NCC 1701D Enterprise and we mailed it out to you and, I don't know, one of the things on the ship was broken, we would just send you another one. Sure, it costs $200, but if you got it broken, we'll send you another one at no cost to you. Then we're out $200 because of our mistake or the manufacturer's mistake, whatever happened, probably the manufacturer's mistake, the way it was packaged. But, yeah, so we do try to, you know, be as convenient to the customer as possible. But in this case, I don't have any ability to reship out those issues because they're not even listed as ever having been shipped, like you already had mentioned.
Yeah, so the problem is going to be the next 12 issues that I get in the system for over the next 6 weeks are going to be issues that I've already got and be charged for them. So it's I understand what you're saying, that I got these 12 for free, but if there's no way to update the system, I'm going to get the next 12 issues, the same ones I just got, over the next 6 weeks, and I'll be charged for those issues, and then I'm going to have to wait 6 weeks before I can, like, do anything because I have all these already.
Right. This is so messed up. Oh, man. I wonder if my manager is available. I don't know what can be done in this particular type of an instance.
Yeah.
And I thank you for your patience.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, so it looks like the manager is not available. So the most I can do in this particular instance is I could escalate the issue. And when issues are escalated, in some cases, the manager will follow up, or the manager will inform a supervisor of what to tell the customer and have that supervisor call the customer. But whatever it is that the supervisor would call and tell you, it would be based on what the manager told them to tell you. So let's see here.
Well, like I said, I don't know if it's in the note still. She read me the note that she was putting in there on Wednesday that she requested the supervisor call me, but nobody ever did.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely highly detailed notes in the system. Let's see. Okay, yeah, so for the most recent notes, this customer wants to receive the 12 issues this time, but someone called him about changing the quantity back to 4 and changing the shipping frequency to 2 weeks to get issues faster after these 12 go out. Customer is willing to change the quantity and frequency after this order, but wants 12 this time so he can catch up on the time passed. Changed quantity from 12 to 4. Customer requests to change quantity to 4 again because he said was a mistake. He didn't request 12. And that's all I've got for Wednesday. And there's more notes about when you called and told us that you got notification that all of the items were in stock, but they hadn't shipped out, et cetera, et cetera. But that's all. None of that is helpful to this particular scenario.
Yeah.
So let's see here. And I'm creating that escalation. I'm just highly confused as in regards to how this situation is going to be handled with the database, because the database itself is very inflexible. So if the database says, "Oh, this guy only received up to 58," The next thing I need to send him, he's going to get four. So I need to send him 59, 60, 61, and 62. That's what the computer thinks. It's very rigid. And I don't know if there's anyone can go in and change it to add the shipment that the warehouse mailed to you without there being any notification that it was mailed to you of those 12 issues, and then add that to show that, okay, so 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, and 70 shipped. And then if that was added, then we could go in and choose to reship the items that you needed replacements of for whatever reason, if they were damaged, defective, whatever the reason may be.
Well, you would think that the warehouse, I've got the shipping label, they had to print a label. They could just go in their system and say this item was shipped, and it would update the system automatically. But of course,
that would be, that would be a good idea. That would be a good idea if they had the ability to update the system to show that it shipped, so that it would reflect in our database that yes, that has shipped. So then we would have if that was updated in the database, then the computer system would know that the next issues that need to go out would be 71, 72, 73, and 74. And then the ones after that, 75 through 78, et cetera, et cetera. So rather than it being the current scenario where it thinks it needs to send you 59, 60, 61, 62. And then from there, through 66 through 70. So that's two more shipments or so in which you're getting stuff you've already got, or three shipments that you would be having to go through but you've already got all of those items. You'd just be getting duplicates. And then after those, you would finally start getting new stuff. And that would create a huge time sink where you should have been getting new parts the entire time to continue your build and not having to wait and be sent out stuff you've already got. And this is never, I've never run into this scenario. So this is definitely a one-off situation. So it's not like a common occurrence with the warehouse. This is the first time that this has ever happened in regards to calls that I've received, and I receive a lot of calls. And if it was a more frequent issue,
want to have note it and have a manager or supervisor look into it and call me and see what they could do in the system.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Or shall I say, oh yes, sir. Absolutely. Because this may be something where the manager, this is what I hope can happen. This is what I'm hoping can happen. The management, because the manager is the only person who has contact information for corporate. None of the employees, I'm a supervisor, so none of the agents have communication line to corporate. Only the manager has that communication line to corporate. So the manager could use her line of communication, even if that's only an email, send over the email and say, hey, look, this is the account number. This is the customer's name, address, et cetera. This is the issue that's going on. We need what we need to have happen is we need for either if you have the power there at your offices to update the system to show that these issues were shipped, so that the system recognizes that these issues have already shipped, so that the next issues that are supposed to be shipped to the customer will be the correct issues that he needs. And then also we need to go ahead and put in a request for a reship for, and then I'll get those more details from you later on. One of them, I think you said, was 66, maybe 67 as well. Yeah, 65 and 66. Yeah, so I'll definitely include that information as well. I'll be as detailed and thorough as possible, because I want to make sure that the situation is explained as well as it can possibly be explained, so that there's no possible way there could be any possible or potential for misunderstanding, because I don't want to waste your time. I want the issue to be resolved, and it needs to be resolved. And then I would imagine that if nothing else, either corporate could go in and update the system to show that the items have shipped, or they could contact the warehouse, you know, and say, hey, look, key in that shipment that you sent out that you sent out without the customer paying for. Go ahead and key that in so that it updates, and then the system would update to show that those items have shipped. And then that way, moving forward, you'd be sent stuff that you haven't already received. And then also they could tell the warehouse, and go ahead while you're at it, reship out 65 and 66, because the parts that he received with 65 and 66 were defective or broken or damaged, whatever the case may be. And then hopefully that would be what happens, so that this can get resolved very easily, very quickly, and not cause you to have any amount of a time sink in waiting for the issue to be resolved. Because quite honestly, while it sounds complicated, it shouldn't be. It actually seems like it should be something that's easy to remedy if the certain communication is made to the right individuals who have the right privileges to update the system. That would be easy peasy, lemon squeezy, nothing to it. As long as those individuals can just pop in the system, this shipped. Okay, cool, it shipped. Those are the items it shipped. Okay, now reship out these two items. Cool, done. And then boom, it's done. You're up to date. The next shipments that go out would be the ones that need to go out, and you'd be right back on track. That should be what happens.
Yep, that sounds good.
Okay, let's see here. So let's see, from the database, the last issue that shipped was 58. So that means that you received 59, 60, and then I guess all the way up through 70. Yeah, 70, 59 through 70.
Yeah, it's the big frame and trunk lid and all that stuff. So.
And what was the reason why you needed 65 and 66 to be reshipped?
In 65, there's some edge moldings that's a left and a right, and there were two lefts instead of a left and a right.
Okay. See, because he received two lefts in kit 65 rather than a left and a right, as should have been included in that kit. And how about 66?
66, there's a left and a right door lock, and it looks like one of the pieces looks just like another piece from a previous issue, but the inside of it, or the back side of it, is different, so it'll house a wire that goes into the door, and it was the wrong piece, so the pegs don't line up with the door that was sent.
Okay, no problem. All right, and let's see here.
warehouse should be able to see that they were billed for the shipping label.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I thank you for your patience.
Yeah, you bet.
And I see that the phone number on the order is the same number that you've called from, so I would assume that this is a good contact phone number for you.
It is, yep.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Thank you. And then not only am I going to, and maybe I might get a little comment about this, like, hey, you didn't need to send me an email about this. You've already escalated it. So I was already aware of the issue. You didn't need to send me an email. If that happens, that happens. I'm going to send an email to my manager as well. I went ahead and escalated the issue very, very thoroughly, explaining. I think I'm just going to start making up words. No, explaining the scenario so that it can be very well understood by anyone who happens to review the escalation. And provided that everything that I typed out is included in this note that I just copied and pasted, it is. Okay, yeah, so let me see if it'll add that entire note to your notes on the database. I want to place them there. So that way if you call and, you know, you could just technically, you know, say, hey, can you check the notes? And anyone that checks the notes should be able to see this long-winded detailed note that I'm notorious for whenever there is a situation that needs to be explained as thoroughly as possible. There might have been a way I could have cut it down some. But I don't know. That's why I said I'm notorious for writing long-winded notes. Because, you know, I don't want it to just be, you know, like three or four short sentences. You know, I want it to be as explanatory as possible so that anyone, it's like the guide for dummies. You know, you see those books at the store, like Computers for Dummies or something like that. So that's the way that I like to do my notes, so that it's as explanatory and as thorough as possible, and that if you read the entire note that I wrote, there is no possible way that you could not understand the exact scenario and the action that needs to be taken in order to resolve the issue. So I'm just checking the notes to make sure that it captured my whole entire note. It should have. I don't think it was too long for the database. And I'm not calling anybody a dummy. I was just making a reference to, you know, like that's how my notes are. They're not like cliff notes, you know, like, I don't want to read this book to do a report on it. I'm just going to buy the cliff notes. No, I'm going to do the long detailed notes to make sure that, you know, it explains everything in fine detail so that regardless of who comes along, like if you call back and you speak with Joe, and Joe's never dealt with you before. He doesn't know you from Adam's house cat. He doesn't know anything about your situation. But if he pulls up the notes, he'll see the note on the account that explains everything. And I'll even tell you what I put. I put, Mr. Rogers called and informed that he received issues 59 through 70, even though he was not charged for the shipment. The customer informed that he needs build-up kits 65 and 66 to be reshipped out to him, because he received two left kits in 65 rather than a left and a right, as should have been included in that kit. And for 66, there is a left and right door lock, and one of the pieces is incorrect. The customer requested that build-up kit 65 and 66 please be reshipped to him. I informed the customer of the issue with the system, only showing that he has been mailed up to build-up kit 58, and informed the customer that I will make my manager aware of the issue with the warehouse having mailed out 59 through 70 without those kits having been paid for and without updating the database to reflect that those kits have shipped. Because if the system is not updated to reflect that those kits have shipped, the system will think that the next shipment needs to include 59 through 62, the shipment after that 63 through 66, and the shipment after that 67 through 70, which are all build-up kits that he has already received due to the warehouse having mailed out the shipment with 12 kits, but not having updated the database to reflect that they were mailed out. The customer requested to please be contacted by the manager if possible to be informed of if and how the issue is going to be resolved, because he does not want to be mailed out three shipments, including build-up kits, he has already received. However, he definitely does need to have build-up kits 65 and 66 reshipped out to him because those kits came with incorrect parts.
Sounds clear to me.
So that was my best effort to try to be as explanatory as possible. So like I mentioned, it doesn't matter if you call back and you get Wanda or you get Joe or you get Jorge, whoever gets you, they'll be able to pull up the account, see that note, and without you having to go into a long-winded, you know, not long-winded, but without you having to spend 10 minutes explaining the situation, they could just read that note, and I think that note pretty well covers everything that you said, and so that also saves you some trouble as well, because your time is important too. So hopefully it'll help to shorten the length of time necessary to spend on the phone. Although today the time was a little bit longer because I had to, you know, I'm trying to make sure that this is a one and done deal. Like me helping you gets the issue resolved and that you don't have to call back, you know, later on and say, hey, you know, I've done received the shipments that I wasn't supposed to receive that I've already got. What's going on? Why is the issue not resolved? So I'm hoping that we can avoid that and get the issue resolved for you.
But I don't have a whole lot of confidence lately in my dealings that stuff gets taken care of, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. And it's, you know, I was charged for it. It came out of my bank. I called the bank because I wanted to make sure that they weren't declining payments, and they were like, no, we approved it, and it left your account on Wednesday, but it looks like something happened where they canceled it. So if I have to be charged for it, I understand. I agreed to pay for these things, but I don't want that to cause any kind of a foul up where they're like, well, but he didn't pay for them. So but you know, we can cross that bridge if that is an issue once the manager looks into it.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. Let's see here.
I guess all that to say that the bank didn't decline the payment. That shouldn't be an issue moving forward.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that. I mean, I know what happened in the notes. It said that there was a reverse authorization. There was an authorization for the payment, and then it said that the shipment was wiped, and then it said the reverse authorization was declined. But then there was never any note indicating that the payment was ever captured again. So therefore, that's why you don't have the charge. That's why you had the charge, it disappeared from your account, and then when the shipment shipped, the charge didn't show back up on your account like it normally would have. And how all of that transpired, I have the only thing I can think is, maybe it's just that the warehouse is so busy and so overwhelmed with orders. You know, human beings are absolutely certainly not perfect. And even in some cases, computers themselves are not perfect. So maybe just in their haste to try to get the shipment out, someone along the lines made the mistake of not keying the shipment into the system to show that it actually shipped. And so that the computer system would recognize, okay, this shipped, let's go ahead and charge the customer the amount necessary to cover the cost of the shipment. And so that never happened, and that's most likely the reason why the charge never occurred again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate your help on it, and hopefully they'll get it fixed here before the next charge or whatever on the 13th.
I would honestly say that you may want to hold off on the 13th just because of the fact that I don't know how much time it's going to take for the issue to be resolved. And then if you get hit with a charge on the 13th, then it could be that it's charging you for stuff that you've already got. Like I mentioned, so like on the 13th, it could be like, because the system doesn't know any more than what it can see. The system sees the latest shipment was 58. So when it hits you for the charge on the 13th, it's thinking, I need to send over an order to the warehouse for 59, 60, 61, and 62. So it does, and it charges you for those. But that's not what we need to mail. Yeah, but that's not what we need to mail to you. So
hopefully the manager can get that either resolved Monday or canceled. If that's not possible, then and she sees the issue that we're not able to do this in time, then she can go in and say, okay, we'll cancel this order because he's going to get these next four rather than do it now. Because if she can, if she's able to fix it on Monday, then like you said, sounds fairly simple if they can get it switched over.
I would think the best thing to do would be to put off the next shipment until the 20th just to, and then if the issue's resolved before then at the very least, maybe we could do the charge, let's see, 14, 15, on the 16th, which would be Friday. So yeah, so it causes you to have to wait a few extra days, but it also puts that extra layer of security in place to make sure that you don't get a charge for stuff that you've already received, of course, so that you're not getting mailed out duplicates, because, you know, computers are rigid. All they see are zeros and ones. In this case, the zeros and ones that it sees is that, you know, 58 was the last issue. What I need to send to the customer next is 59, 60, 61, and 62. It shoots an order over to the warehouse. Send the customer 59, 60, 61, and 62. And the warehouse fulfills it, packages it, mails it out. You get it, and you're like, but I already have this. This is a bummer.
And hey, I appreciate your thoroughness, but I think we're getting a little redundant just because we're kind of going over the same thing over
and
over
again. But the reason for that, though, and I understand your concern there, the reason for me repeating myself and being redundant in that regards is just to stress the fact that suspending your shipments to at least the 20th would probably, I mean, that would be what I would recommend. Just
okay.
to make sure that there's an adequate amount of time for the issue, whatever's going on here, to be resolved, because somehow it needs to be keyed into the system that you've already received all the way up to 70, so that the system sees, oh, okay, the customer's received up to 70. Well, now I know to send the order to the warehouse for 71, 72, 73, and 74. And when it does, the warehouse mails you out stuff or mails you out kits that you don't have. And then also,
right, I understand.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't need to continue to explain because you're fully aware. Cause
I got it.
You know,
so if you think that's the best, then make it happen. But change
let's
it to
do
the
it.
20th.
Yeah, let's do that because I don't know how much time is going to be involved in getting the issue rectified. Hopefully, I'm hoping the manager will follow up with you or advise a supervisor to follow up with you or something, just so that you're not left in the dark in regards to going on, in regards to what is going on. And hopefully we'll have this issue resolved very quickly, and we can get your shipments back on track as quickly as possible, with those shipments that are back on track being build up kits that you actually need and have not received. And then also making sure that the reship is put in for 65 and 66 so that you get, you know, the correct parts where, you know, so hopefully everything will get resolved in the manner in which that I have requested that it be resolved per the wording that I provided to you in the notes that I have sent over in the escalation. And I also sent the detailed email over to my manager as well.
All right. Perfect. Sounds good.
All right. Was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
That's it. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. We appreciate you. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you. And I do hope that you have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.